that Aspies are somehow unfeeling. But nothing could be further from the truth. Aspies are sensitive people who just don't always play along with the world's often arbitrary rules. As more and more Aspies enter the adult world, they will shatter these myths and make it clear to everyone around them that while Aspies may approach situations from different angles or express themselves in different ways, they possess deep emotions and enormous skills and talents. Consider yourself a pioneer. You're a young adult in what is thankfully an era of increasing awareness. You've picked up this book, which is one of many tools and resources you will encounter along the way to help you maximize your success in the adult world. You have the brains, skills, and drive to make it happen. And the world around you is catching on. Blythe Grossberg, Doctor of Psychology, Brooklyn, New York. Chapter 1. What's happening on the spectrum? While Asperger's is no longer the term used in the medical community, today the condition is referred to as high-functioning autism, or HFA, or having an autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. There are many people who identify as having Asperger's, and who are rightly proud of it. Aspies, as people with Asperger's are sometimes informally known, are bright and have a lot of unique gifts to offer. By definition, Aspies possess above-average intelligence and generally have an area of great and compelling interest, whether it's words, math, music, sports, science, art, or animals, to name a few. However, people with ASDs often struggle with sensory issues, such as aversions to loud noises, bright lights, and unfamiliar textures. At times, they may be rigid and unwilling to change their schedule or outlook, and may struggle to understand social rules and interactions, particularly those of a spontaneous nature, leaving them feeling isolated, anxious, and often depressed. You may be familiar with a few of these, and may possess your own particular issues. Asperger's has only been diagnosed widely in the last decade or so, meaning that most people who are now diagnosed with ASDs are young children, teenagers, or young adults. As this new generation grows up and matures, we have the opportunity to follow their path from an earlier age and learn even more about targeted strategies to help people with ASDs become successful in the workplace and navigate adult relationships and capitalize on the important skills and gifts they already possess. This chapter presents you with some ideas about what you might face as you leave the nest, and some of the ways in which you can use your talents to kickstart a successful, full, and rewarding adult life. In this book, I generally use the term Asperger's or Aspies. While many people use this term to describe themselves with pride, the medical community often uses the term autism spectrum disorder, ASD, or high-functioning autism, HFA. My usage of Asperger's throughout refers to and includes anyone on the autism spectrum. Growing up versus being a grown-up. When you were younger, Asperger's may have been a lot to contend with. You might have had to learn to use headphones during school concerts or take frequent water breaks when there was a lot of noise in the classroom. Your teachers probably ran the gamut. Some you remember fondly, those who embraced your uniqueness, and maybe others deservedly faced the wrath of your Sharpie, blackening out their teeth in the school yearbook. Your parents may also have done a lot for you, such as helping you speak with your teachers if you felt shy, or buying or choosing your clothes for you. By this point, though, you've probably found a routine